And as we've been hearing, the current rise in COVID-19 patients is really straining ICUs across the country. And to tackle this surge, health officials say hospitals need to work together and share resources and expertise between states. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports, differences over COVID safety protocols are pitting state against state.
In Washington state, the frustration is palpable.
For our healthcare workers to be having to put themselves at risk for residents of states who are not following the best science is exceptionally frustrating.
That's Cassie Sauer. She's the CEO of the Washington State Hospital Association, and she's complaining mostly about neighboring Idaho. Over the past several months, Washington State has followed stricter public health protocols than many Mountain West states, including a statewide mask mandate. In mid-November, Washington went into another lockdown as cases surged again. Meanwhile, in Idaho, there are no plans for a lockdown. And while some local ordinances require masks,
we are seeing noncompliance with these local orders.
That's Idaho Governor Brad Little in one of his regular pandemic pressers. Despite the jump in COVID-19 cases, Little says a statewide mask mandate is impractical. He looks to local governments to make the decision, and even then, he says law enforcement officers can't be everywhere. Instead,
this comes down to personal responsibility.
Still, Idaho is among the top states for infection rates in the country, and some of its hospitals are running out of ICU beds. Likely as a result, an increasing number of Idaho patients are driving to Washington hospitals near the Idaho border. Back in Washington, Cassie Sauer says some hospitals are pushing back.
One of the hospital leaders said, we do not support extending an invitation to send us more.
A federal mandate says hospitals with the resources must take critical patients from anywhere if they have room. If they refuse, they face steep fines. But Mashita Beer says what's really at stake here is getting hospitals to work together.
Because you don't know who's going to be next, and that's really the reality of it.
Abir is an emergency doctor at the University of Michigan's hospital and a policy researcher for RAND Corporation, a nonprofit think tank.
Today it may be Detroit, tomorrow it may be Grand Rapids.
Mashid says these feelings of resentment, of not wanting to treat someone from another state, are a manifestation of something else. The stress and mental fatigue of watching people die while citizens and politicians refuse to follow science-backed health recommendations.
Because I think at the root of not wanting to take care of people from across the border is mental health issues, is stress, is kind of having it, you've reached your limit.
Abir says states need to stop bickering, like they did early on in the pandemic over PPE and ventilators. She says a national plan is needed, one that doesn't pit hospitals against each other for a pool of limited resources.
We have to really realize that the pool is narrow, but not everyone is going to need all those resources at any given time. So there's definitely plenty of room for sharing and collaboration.
Ian Hunter sees the need for collaboration, too. He's chief of staff at Sheridan Memorial Hospital in northern Wyoming.
COVID is so hard.
As of late November, Hunter could still send his trauma patients 130 miles away to Billings, Montana, but the hospital there doesn't have room for his COVID-19 patients. Still, it's working to help his patients in other ways.
We do telemedicine with them. So daily we have consultations where they can help us manage some of our sicker patients, ventilated patients, and other complicated issues.
Working at a small hospital, Hunter says he never expected to be caring for patients this sick. He expects infections to continue to surge, so as the county's public health officer, Hunter ordered a mask mandate. His governor, Mark Gordon, on the other hand, doesn't think a statewide mask mandate is necessary in Wyoming, even while recognizing the regional coronavirus crisis.
When you see Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center close their hospital, that's a problem. When you see Billings Clinic close their hospital, it's a problem. When South Dakota has to send their patients to Wyoming because they're too full, that's a problem. And when we have capacity issues down in Colorado, that's a problem.
Moving forward, every state in the Mountain West projects COVID-19 rates will climb and their health care systems could be overwhelmed in the coming weeks or months. Some Utah facilities are already rationing care. States like Wyoming and Idaho pride themselves on rugged individualism, but in Washington, Cassie Sauer says they don't exist in a bubble.
Those two ideas can't exist together. Either you do it on your own and you really do it on your own, which means patients don't come to our states, or you start following the science and wear your masks and keep distant.
For Here and Now, I'm Madeline Beck.